Guten Abend, Air Selesky.
Jesus. Welcome back.
Welcome back. It's been forever.
Wow. It's.
I thought I died.
I think we both died.
We did.
You know how much verbal beatings I got?
Well, that's your fault. I was ready to go. You're the tech guy. You're the tech guy. The promoter. You're the everything. I'm just the talent.
Obviously, yeah, the talent.
Exactly.
We actually have a nice change of scenery here. We do. We are not podcast, but outside. But we are inside.
Yes.
Inside of Murph's house.
We are.
In the poker room.
Yeah, poker room, cigar room, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Wine tasting room. I don't know, something like that. Whatever. The privileged elite get to experience that I only briefly experience until I move out.
Exactly.
So.
See?
Prost.
And we are drinking some Oktoberfest, which is not too shabby. We are getting a nice little quick head start on this stuff, but it's been actually, you know what? The last time we did an episode
was in here, I thought.
It was, I think you just got summer. Back from Vegas.
Yeah, that's right.
The last one.
Jeez.
Everyone's like, wow. Where the hell's the next one? I was like, I don't know. Right. Leave me alone. So now we're awkwardly.
We're busy people. Zach's working a lot. It's
true.
Yeah, he's got to make that money. He's got to make that more than podcast money.
You know what? Maybe one day, if we're smart enough, we can make some money off this.
Yep.
But until then, we will drink our dreams away.
Exactly. Just like the typical middle-class privileged Americans we are.
So a couple of different things that, obviously, if you guys are watching the video portion, we're in the cigar room and whatnot. Yes. So it's a couple different changes. The one thing I was trying to do, I was trying to buy a bunch of different things that make this seem remotely efficient, but all these cords kind of make me look like an idiot. So
that's okay. It has some flavor.
Nobody trip or this whole operation is done.
Exactly. Let my imaginary friend know that. At least it caused havoc. This house is very old. I'm sure there's some ghost in here somewhere. I haven't found him yet.
Yeah, so here your house was built upon a Native American burial ground. Have fun.
Isn't like all of America built on a Native American burial ground?
So
we want to make that argument. Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, right.
Happy Halloween. Jeez. What a segue.
Right? You're welcome.
As you guys can tell, Murph is the master of segues.
Yes.
Roast master segue.
Minored it. Minored it in college. Yep.
Minored in segues.
Minored.
How do you feel, art?
Yeah. Segways.
Segways. Don't mind us as we're really holding this random big stand, but
correct.
It the microphone fills half our freaking face, so it is just,
it's you know, it's a little distracting from our beauty, our chiseled American beauty full of fast food. And
this is the portion where Murph tries to fit into the American culture, because
I was doing really good there for a second. I feel like I was really tricking people.
You can't be doing that when you hand me a big old bag of ketchup chips.
You're right. That's, well, you know, you're the one that eats them, so just remember that. Listen, how does that feel?
I don't know what they do in Canada, but they put crack in those ketchup chips.
Mm-hmm. A lot of crack. Probably sugar, but crack.
Crack and sugar.
Yeah.
That's enough. It has been a ridiculous last few months. I have been stupid busy, still working at store I've been working at. Kind of been focused heavily on that as we're getting into recruiting season for coaching. So I kind of been back and forth with that. And then Murph just
started my coaching season. Hey. Yeah. So,
hockey.
Right. Technically, because I'm not registered yet, I can do it. But if I was on the roster, I wouldn't be coaching right now. So kind of started, kind of not. But yeah, I get to run practices myself. So the team seems to somewhat respect me. I'm sure that'll only last for a season. But, you know, we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, kids are fun. That sounded really bad.
Oh,
Jesus. Sounded really bad. I just realized that after I said that. I was like, they're high school kids. No, it's not even. No, that's not going to help with anything.
In the state of Ohio, you have to go through a bunch of certifications. This is a kind of pain in the butt part of the year where you have to, I'm not sure about hockey, but for football, it's like seven or eight different certifications.
Yep.
It's a pain in the ass. You got
concussion, safe sport.
It takes you 2 or 3 days to go through it if you really sit down and pump it out.
Which I'm sure in Europe, it's like cutting edge, like actually probably helps you. Here in the U.S., it's just basically their way of being like, well, now we can't be sued because we can rightfully say we had all our coaches sit down and listen to this stuff.
True.
So, yeah, developing the proper cultures.
Also, too, I want to give a special shout out to Sven. Ooh. Thank you so much for the McDonald's Coca-Cola classes.
I never saw him, but thank you, I guess. I will take his word for it.
It's like
apparently one broke, is what you said. So.
Oh, yeah, he sent me three.
Yeah.
And it was like he felt very obligated to send us glasses because he kept saying, well, you guys keep using cans and bottles and you're just wasting away the environment. So he got us glasses, which I don't get it.
Yeah. But, Sven, I got bad news for you, buddy. That's like this beer comes in something from the store.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah, right. He's gonna... This is America. should our next one just be us like throwing all of them in the garbage in front of them all? Just all the cans of us. just every odd sentence, just throw it in there. Yeah, I just hear it. We'll go to a landfill and just throw them in there.
This is what you've caused me.
Exactly.
Caused me heartache. Just all the kinds mind of crap.
Fuckery. Europe.
It's like, Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. If you recycle, you have not this problem.
I can feel the earth getting hotter from global warming.
Along with the glasses, he sent out a letter, and part of it was like he was talking about this is not a Greta Thunberg approved, but he called her Greta Tuna.
Is that the old chancellor or something? I don't know who that is. Is that
Greta Thunberg, the little girl that says, "How dare you?"
Oh, I didn't know
How
that.
How dare you?
Oh. Was not aware of it. I don't know this person. I thought it was like Hansel's sister.
She's the one that was sitting around and be like, "How dare you? You ruin my generation with the environment and your okay."
Nope. I'm not that up to date on that stuff. No.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
She's German or something?
No, she's Danish.
So she's hot?
No, she's like a kid.
Oh, never mind. No, that was bad. I'm going to haul that one. That was a bad joke.
There we go.
And there comes the bad jokes. All right. I miss this. Being very close to not PC. They're just going right over the line. That was, I'm sure a lot of people just shut off and been like, government, yes.
Maple this guy is more like Maple Gay.
Right?
Shut down.
Got him. Went back to middle school for that one.
I know.
That one.
Got it.
Just PTSD right there. That one got.
Is there anything happening in Canada right now? They opened up the borders again.
They did.
So you don't.
Well, I guess that happened a while ago, but yes, they did. They did that.
A couple days ago.
I don't think they mourned for the Queen dying, but it was big news up there. So yeah, that was big. I think they did a little something, but I can't remember. My family didn't talk a lot about it. They just kept talking about how she died and how she was cute and all this other stuff. And it was like, I kind of found it funny, all the stuff that came out after about like the other horrible things going on under her reign.
Oh yeah.
You know, like all these countries now are like, we're so sorry she passed, but like now we want to be our own thing now. Like, please
can
let
we,
us go. Like,
have the things that you stole from us?
Right?
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Can we be our own countries now? Or
I was watching TikTok and there's one thing where they're showing like how much basically like their assets they had. It is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
On top of, you know, the ungodly amounts of taxes got to pay in the land as British citizens, but everything else is like they have the biggest diamond that's ever found from Africa.
From like India or something? Yeah. It's like the president or whatever that country is like, yeah, we want that back. Like, that's a lot of money. Like, and they're just like, nope. Like, exactly. Ew. No, you can politely go fuck yourself.
King Charles is like, huh?
What do they call it? That English humor? I forgot what they call it. It's like the English pickup lines that like those Sidemen guys will do on TikTok every once in a while where it's like verge of date rapey. And they're like, oh, it's English humor. And I'm like, I don't think so. This is stuff I tried in college that didn't work. It's like my virginity card all over again. Like,
I hit too close to home.
Right.
I'm surprised Canada didn't like be like, you know what? I'm kind of tired of this.
No, they're happy to hitch their wagon to England. I'm sure there's some Canadians out there that are like, Tyler doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. That's a complete fucking lie. But I feel like they've had lots of opportunities to separate themselves and they have not.
Murph is the quote unquote
professional here.
The separatist on this.
Exactly, yeah. I'm part French Canadian.
You side with the natives?
Jeez.
Too far? Never mind. We're gonna have a swift, stern talking to from Trudeau,
right? Oh boy.
I you know what? I think eventually when Trudeau, whenever he decides to get out of office, I think we could see something. Maybe
it'll be hilarious.
You could get like a conservative voice in there. Maybe
honestly, with all the news coming out in the world, with like just everyone getting pissed and like Italy doing its thing and all these other countries, it's like I would be surprised if Canadians elected a very Trump-like individual. So I would not be shocked on that. I know there's a few Democratic Canadians that would are gonna piss on my graves for saying that, but I could see a mass majority coming out and being like, yeah, no, fuck this PC shit.
That's the thing, man. I kind of got a real look into things when people started throwing rocks at Trudeau on the campaign trail.
I was gonna say that's really the only that's the only I guess there was not the biggest of deals, but kind of big deal. They had like a really big knife murderer a few weeks ago. Guy, like, I guess it was drug related and it was near a reservation, went on like a little killing spree and they couldn't find him for a while. Him and his brother had killed like 14 people. I gotta look that up. That I don't think that number's correct, but it was a pretty high number. And I think it was like
everything.
Yeah, I think it was like knives or something. And then he went just like, and it was in like the wilderness of Manitoba or somewhere around there. there. And yeah, he disappeared. Like, they couldn't find him for like 5 days.
Manitoba.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. They said it was up there for one of Canada's bigger murders. I mean, they've had some serial murders up there, but in recent history, that one was pretty big compared to the other guy that disguised himself as a Mountie and started killing people randomly. Jesus. And they didn't catch him for a few days. It was bad. But yeah.
Can't wait for the newspaper headline on that. Man walks around with knife.
Right? It was big for a little while there. I think he made national news. It was big for a while, and then they eventually caught him. I think he's caught now and he's done. But yeah, that was kind of big up there for a little while.
He just got bored.
Right? Probably. I don't know. Well, drug related, probably just got really high.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
He just lost all people recollection. Do
crazy shit. Like, crazy shit. Like,
I know.
Yeah, like, I...
That sounds like Alaska.
Oh, yeah, dude. I read something online that some guy who was, like, a avid meth user got pissed at work one day because someone had swept, like, used a broom and swept over his feet, and he believed it was going to be 40 years of bad luck.
Oh my god.
So he just started wailing on this person.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
Is he drunk?
I don't know. I didn't... the story that I read didn't really say much more. It was just found out that he had a history of methadone use. So it was just kind of like,
oh,
yikes. Yeah, so obviously, okay, he was missing a few brain cells.
Only a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems like a good individual.
Absolutely nuts. But no, other than hating Trudeau, Blue Jays seem to be doing really well. They're going to make the playoffs, it looks like, for baseball, which anytime a Canadian team makes playoffs, the whole country's pumped. That's why the Raptors were such a big thing. The whole country almost burned down. And hockey season's starting soon. So other than that, that's really kind of all I know for the Canadians right now that are kind of going around. I'm sure lots of people in the comment section will be like, there's a genocide going on or something. And I'm like, I'm not hearing anything about that. But I will remind everyone, the news is from family. I do not avidly watch the BBC or something like that.
Not the Murph News Network.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very vague and very one-sided. It's like the Fox Network. Not a lot of facts, just baseless opinions and faceless stuff.
Secondhand rumors.
Exactly.
In small towns.
Yes.
Your number one news source.
And making up things.
MNN.
Exactly.
MNN.
Those N's are M's.
Murph News Network.
That's a lot of N's. I still only need one. I don't know. So you're going to have a network.
Right. A news anchor.
I'm going to have a stroke trying to say that.
Sorry, snowblower.
What?
Shorthand.
Right.
I was mentioning this to Murph before the podcast, but there's this, we're big fans of Tiny Meat Gang podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's because, like, Cody is, he's Canadian, but they had this one thing on one of their episodes. It's basically just Canadian. No, it was kind of like a religious kind of retreat, but it basically is for people who have, who are addicted to drugs and alcohol and stuff. Okay. So it's kind of like a little thing.
That's called rehab. That's just rehab.
There was a stage, so it's more so like motivational type stuff.
Okay.
But I found out I was in Winnipeg, ironically.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's like,
so no one else wants to do anything out there.
True. I mean, could be worse, could be Edmonton.
Right.
It's just like this singular stage, and it's probably like 20 people watching this guy kind of like pace back and forth slowly. And this guy's like, you know who you guys going to complain about? You're going to start blaming for your problems? Nobody but you. It's like, oh, okay, where the hell is this headed at? It's like,
you can start out hot. I like it.
You can pray to Jesus all you want. No, fuck you. It's like, whoa, what the hell is this? It's like,
what the hell? Some real self-discovery right there. Yeah,
11, like 11 in the morning, sir. We don't have time for this.
Apparently, someone was still high. They did not.
Hey, man, you got to go in the woods and do it.
Right? That's nuts.
I was like, well, that's my Canadian-ness for a day.
There you go. Yeah, that'll do it.
I shut down TikTok for a whole day for that. God.
It's great, the stuff you find on TikTok.
It's a never-ending loop.
It's the worst.
Never-ending loop.
Never-ending. Like this podcast.
Damn. Just like a slow turn off.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
And done.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Murph?
Yeah?
How's life? You doing all right, buddy?
Doing good. Oh, I guess, should I tell them that I made a trip to your motherland?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. This is excellent.
This is for big work news. I did go to Kansas City, Missouri, I believe.
Missouri.
Yep. Yep. So we went, Zach was like, oh, you know, you got to get these chips. They're called Gay, which I was like, interesting name, but that's fair. Gay chips.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of part of town you were in.
You texted me. Didn't you text me Gay? That was the name of them?
That was another Zach. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay. What was the name of the chips then?
It was Guys.
Oh, Guys. Sorry. Yeah, all right. I was one letter off. Yeah. Guys chips, which unfortunately I didn't get him any because I'm a terrible friend. Didn't find them. I could have looked maybe a little harder, but just couldn't find them.
All you had to do was go to a grocery store. Or corner store.
Which is really bad because we were at a grocery store at one point. I had forgotten.
Oh,
and
no.
My boss had remembered like 30 minutes after we left. He's like, did you get those chips? I was like,
oh, no.
Fuck. So,
no. Mother.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I was only there, unfortunately, for 3 days. So I couldn't go to Zach's hometown.
True.
Where see all the special small town stuff. I think Zach said what the Jesse James robbed a bank there?
Yeah, it was his first Jesse ever.
James. Oh, sweet. I got that right.
Yeah. Very first daylight saving or daylight robbery.
Yeah. Which, and then again, this was back in the 20s, something like that.
1800s,
where, like,
bro.
It was 18. Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm thinking of.
Made the late.
I'm thinking of.
See, after Civil War.
The Johnny Depp movie. with what's his face? Whitey Bulger? Right. No, not Whitey Bulger. what was the other one he did where it was like Public Enemies or something like that? Where he was. Shit.
You know.
The same era of like Babyface Nelson and all them.
Oh, Capone.
Yeah. He wasn't Capone, but he was someone like that.
Someone like that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Brad Pitt did actually one on Jesse James, and that movie flopped.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Brad Pitt has a few of those. Like some good ones, and then the other ones just flop. Well,
he's from Missouri, so.
That too.
He's
like, about that.
I don't know, that's a weird piece. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Right. No, you're good. No, you're good. So, yeah. So, I didn't get to go do that, which was disappointing, but, you know, it was what it was. So, we stayed in downtown Kansas City. First thing, just going to get it off the bat for anyone that goes and visits. A lot of homeless, and they are all nuts. I can't tell you how many times I'd wake up in the morning and go to like walk and get some coffee. And I don't know if the viewers will be proud be like, why are you spending money like this? But I like to try and go when I'm like when I'm traveling to like little coffee, local coffee shops. Like I don't like doing the chains. So like do like the Tim Hortons or Dunkin' Donuts or stuff. Like I'll go to a little cafe kind of style thing. So they had like one or two right near our apartment. Hotel. And so as like literally the two mornings I woke up to go walk there, it was like someone had taken all the trash and thrown it all over the street and tipped them upside down, taken the plants and tipped some of them upside down or threw them, broken some stuff, stuffed trash and local business door handles, like shit like that. Jeez. And literally like right across the street. Yeah, right across the street, you just see them camped out, like tents and like all that stuff. So I guess Zach said a new mayor came in and was just kind of like, oh, like, you know, this is their land too. That's... just like let them do their thing. And you're just kind of like, you're seeing literally these people having psychotic breakdowns. It's and bad. In one case I saw, I don't know if it was the homeless persons or not, but there was literally a knife next to one, like a few yards away, that if I maybe made the wrong comment or the wrong eye contact, he could have grabbed it and used it, which was like really nuts. But, you know, we live in an imperfect world. I know some people are going to be like, oh, they're homeless. But I'm like, well, we got to do better taking care of them. But that's just my opinion. And of course,
we're going to run for office.
Right. Like, yeah. Right. And of course, we were near a hospital too. So I think that's why they were, it was like a park and a hospital. So they were all staying in the park, I think, because the hospital was like right there. Yeah. The other thing that was kind of cool and didn't realize is like, it feels like it's like the city of fountains. Like, was it Florence, Italy? Ain't got shit on Kansas City. There were a lot of fountains. And not like huge ones, but there were a lot of good ones around. I think
there's
just driving around the downtown, we saw like six. It was insane. Yeah. And it was like, you know, they had some of the Greek undertones like Neptune and all that stuff. Others were just kind of random figures. I don't really know what they're supposed to represent, but it was really cool.
Did you see the ones with the horses on the ass?
Like, yeah, I think it was in a park. I think it was near a hotel. Yeah.
Oh, near the park?
Yeah,
it was near Country Club Plaza.
Because we were, that's where we stayed.
Oh, near there? Okay.
Yeah.
So that one, ironically, it's funny, he mentioned this. Kansas City is actually known for having, they call the city of fountains, but they, as far as, I think it was Florence, Italy, but they said Florence has more, but they have more fountains, but Kansas City has the most, I guess, working active fountains any city in the world. So
it's America. We waste water.
But but that fountain, the one that Murph saw, actually was a gift from the French. I don't know what the story was. Basically, they sent it to them. They sent it to us because I guess one of their French authors or philosophers came over and he's like, this is the best place I've been to in the whole world. And he's like, I want to show it gratitude. And it's cool because like that specific fountain, anytime the Chiefs play, the Royals play, they always dye the water a certain color for support and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Like during Chiefs seasons, red or blue for the Royals and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a nice fountain. Like it's gonna sound stupid, but the water pressure was good. The fountain looked good. It wasn't like just pissing water. It was like full bore. It was awesome, and it was in a cool water park. Yeah, it was in a cool park. So just seeing all these people like jogging, and when you look back to the homeless, it was really nice to kind of just see the grounds, and they had like little workout areas around it. It was good. It was cool.
You weren't too far from the museum then, probably.
No, I don't think I was. I don't remember passing it when we walked around, but I was not.
The big shuttlecock.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think I saw like a little outline of it or something. Yeah. They had referenced it. Yeah.
It's a big shuttlecock.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I remember seeing a picture. It was on our pamphlet that the hotel provided of like things to do in the city. I was like, why the fuck a shuttlecock? but hey, you know.
It's the Natural History Museum and Art Museum.
Cool. Okay. So the shuttlecock is a piece of art. Gotcha.
Yeah, kind of.
Cool. Yeah, I would definitely go back. It sucked. I was there for work. Like, the one day I could go out and do things, it was like, well, no, I couldn't go out and do things, but the one day we could go, we were out in the town, it was like 100 degrees, and we had to go to, like, a ton of different restaurants to, like, look at the stuff. It was literally, like, a 12-hour day. So, yeah, we just didn't have time to. But I would definitely go back. It was a really cool city. But, like, I guess more on the brighter side of that stuff was, like, they had really cool, the area we stayed in was, like, really cool little shops and all that stuff. Like, it was, like, the shopping mall and all that.
Yeah.
So it was really cool seeing all that. Really quiet, though. Like, it's kind of sad. Like, it wasn't very busy. Like, it was just very quiet everywhere. Like, me and my boss went to a few bars, and it was, I mean, we were there, I guess, the beginning of the week, and it was like nobody at these bars. Like, we go have dinner and just be like, no one. It was like crazy.
Out there, people, they got to work to go celebrate.
True. So that's fair. Actually, it was expensive. It's expensive. Yeah. Like, it's weirdly expensive out there.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah, it kind of was, though.
I mean, downtown probably.
Not as expensive as like New York. I'm not like, but it's still expensive for being the Midwest.
I keep it away from Ohio.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I'm just spoiled by Ohio. It's hard to compare. You can't compare others. You're
usually
right.
The city is going to be like that. I think Murph was closer to what we call, there's like a strip of bars down there near the, oh God, the arena. It's called the Power and Light District. It has a bunch of bars and whatnot, but on the outside of that, that's where they have like a lot of the kind of like the local places, some of the local stores. And then I'm not sure how far you were from the Jazz District at all.
Didn't hear anything about that. I do know we were about, yeah, I do know we were about 12 minutes I think from the stadiums, because we drove by them.
Oh, did you?
To get to one of our restaurants. Yeah,
go.
See? I was going to go into that. It was really cool. Like, that's what Philly was kind of like this, and I loved that. And I think that's what also Kansas City is like, which I love, is that they put the stadiums really close to each other for their major sporting teams. And so you kind of can just park and tailgate, and you could do like multiple games if they're all playing on the same day, which was like really awesome. So like instead of thinking like, actually no, Columbus does a good job here, but like I'm trying to think of another example. I really can't think of any. I guess when I lived in Atlanta, it was like where the Thrashers played at the time was at a different part of, my brother played in Phoenix, where like the rink was where the Coyotes played, was like one side of the city that was like kind of a way that people didn't want to go after work.
Yeah.
And then like the Diamondbacks played like in a whole nother area that like was easier to get to. And so it's kind of great when you see cities kind of work together that you can just use one parking lot for all the major events. It's just kind of easy to find it all. If events happen to piggyback off each other, like that's what Philadelphia did, which was awesome. So you could just like easily like tailgate a, you know, near the end of the Eagles and then maybe go to a Flyers game later that day. Like it was it was really cool. So that was kind of cool to drive by and see.
What Murph is missing out on is that complex. It's called the Harry Truman Complex.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense, because one of the restaurants near there is called Truman's Marketplace.
Yep.
So, there you go. Yeah, because Truman was from Missouri, right?
He's from Independence, not too far.
The chicken farmer.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he owned his own business. He owned like a tailor business.
Yeah. He was a very profitable, very good businessman. Not a great president, but he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't great either. They said he made a lot of his decisions because a lot of people disrespected him pretty badly.
I mean, at that point,
I watched a little documentary on him recently, and it was just like,
he doesn't get enough credit, but yeah, there's also other stuff that was like he gets kind of sideswiped on. But let's be honest, at that point, you get FDR, who's like been in office for 25 years.
Oh, yeah, that guy could have
been done.
Yeah,
that guy home.
That guy could have became chancellor of United States. Chancellor.
Yeah. I am the chancellor.
Honestly, 2022, let's bring that position around. PC like, and the chancellor. That's what we need right here. I guess you can call Karen's cancellers.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, awesome. Another segue. But no, yeah. Kansas City, yeah, that was really cool seeing that too. The stadiums was really cool. There's one more. Oh, last big thing I told Zach, and Zach just rolled his eyes.
What?
So the hotel I stayed at was Courtyard by Marriott or something like that. We were going to our rooms, and we noticed in the hallway they had these small doors like outside of some of the main doors. And the doors would have been like, I don't know, like, I mean, if you're watching, it probably would have been like, so from the ground, like this high, like, you know, I'm 6 feet, it wouldn't have come to my shoulders. It was maybe like five or something like that.
Yeah.
And they had a knob on them, and we're just like, but they were different colored than like the room doors. And so they had a weird technical snafu. So the manager let us into our rooms and then gave us our keys. And as we're walking, I was like, hey, like, what are these doors? And in the back, and I'm just going to be honest here. In my mind, I thought it was, he was going to say like, they're for little people or something like that, because they were smaller. And like, I know we treat everyone the same, but I thought they want appropriate sized rooms. I don't know. So that was kind of my thought at first.
It's a little
and then, yeah. And then he's just like, oh no. He's like, these were, believe, I don't know. I didn't do the research, but this is what he claimed. He's like, this used to be an apartment building and we've bought it over and now we're converting into a hotel. And these doors used to be where up at this floor was the lavish and privileged that they would put their coats in there. It was like a mud room before they would go into their apartment. Oh, and that's where they keep that stuff.
Not too bad.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. And of course the doors were sealed shut and they didn't, you couldn't open them, but they had the cool glass looking like diamond glass looking knobs that, ooh, you know, you see in old decor back in the day.
There you go.
You know, and you could twist them around, but nothing would happen. So we were like, oh, that's cool. So then we were in an Uber ride and we were talking to our Uber driver, just kind of about the city. And I'm that weird person. I talk to my Uber drivers. I just like to talk with them a little bit. I feel like they have such long days. I'm just like, I'll chat with them if they want to chat. And a lot of them want to chat. So I'll always, if I'm traveling, just ask them questions and get their personal opinions, as I don't mind doing some of the touristy stuff, but I also like doing the local stuff. Like, I love experiencing the life of where I'm at. So I just like to see what they would recommend for like bars or things like that to kind of get that local feel. And so we were talking about our hotel and he was just like, have you read up about that hotel yet? And we're like, no. And I forgot who the owner was. But apparently the owner of the apartments when they were at the time, and he lived in them too, was like a really prominent Kansas City businessman. And then he might have gone into politics. And they're like, yeah, he like was into he got into politics in like the 60s or 70s. And he's like, there's this big main strip in Kansas City. I don't know what it's called, but this big main road. It sounds like it's a pretty popular road. Like in Columbus, we'd refer to it as almost like High Street, where it's like almost like cuts through the city. And he said,
I think I know.
Yeah. And he said it was like a time in Kansas where unfortunately racism had like resurfaced.
Oh, I know.
And yeah, and he had able to somehow get it that he had made this street the dividing point between African-American neighborhoods and white neighborhoods. And that's what he had done to the city before he had died. And so I guess they're like, he had done some good, but he had done this really bad. And so they're saying it sounds like Kansas City still trying to recover from that. But yeah, it's like, you don't get that undertone when you're down there.
No.
But it also seems like it's like a secret. Like, it's a dark secret that nobody talks about. Like, yeah, it's weird.
I know exactly what street Murph's talking about. So there's a street near Country Club Plaza. It's where they cut off kind of the at the time, the ghetto with the yuppity people.
Yep.
So it's because like he basically bought the rest of the strip and basically made all the prices through the roof, so no one could even buy anything or live there. And it was pretty bad. But I get this question a lot. People are like, well, isn't it kind of racist? Like, there are parts of Kansas City that are still kind of racist. If you got to go outside of it, more rural, you're going to get that. But
you get that anywhere here, even here in Ohio.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But Kansas City, what's cool about it is that there's such a weird like mix part of the city. So like, there's so much, actually the areas that actually Murph did not even hit, and this
he would
like these more than anything.
I would have liked to, but I was only there for 3 days.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or Asian.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's called the street called 18th and Vine. It's where the jazz district is. So you have like the jazz museum and all the awesome like historical jazz clubs are down there, and then also you have the Negro Leagues Museum.
I want to do that really. Yeah. I want to go to see that really badly. Oh, that sounds so nice. Really cool. Yeah. I think I heard about that on a podcast, and I was like, I kind of put that on my list of I'm that weird and nerdy. I have a list of museums and monuments I want to go see, and even some here in America, and I'm just like, that's high up there.
It's one of the coolest things you can actually see, because like it's kind of cool, because like the Jazz Museum and the Negro Leagues Museum are actually in the same building.
Oh, they're
across from each other. So
that makes sense. They're a big part of that culture.
And Kansas City actually had a really good team there at the time called the Kansas City Monarchs. They were they had Satchel Paige, all the big names. They came through.
I've done a little study on the Negro League. It's definitely kind of a really cooler part of American history that unfortunately is also a very bad part of American history.
Yeah.
But it's funny how they said like if we had integrated sooner, how many of those guys would have set records. Yeah. Like, I guess it's they're saying like
ridiculous.
As amazing Babe Ruth was, like, compared to a lot of the players in the Negro Leagues, he would have maybe been a bench warmer. Like, it was just it was crazy.
The coolest thing about that, because I've been there as a kid a bunch, because I've been there two, three times, even the Jazz Museum. So, like, you kind of get the thing I got there at the time. I still remember this, where they said, like, Kansas City actually was one of the best teams at the time. And they were always, like, competing with, like, Memphis and all these other teams.
Yep.
And I was like, at that time, too, the Royals sucked.
Bad.
And I'm like, oh, hell, why can't we have a decent team now?
Should have integrated sooner. Yeah, that's
like, shit. This is like late 90s, early 2000s. I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Didn't Ohio have a Negro League team? I think.
Probably.
I think either Cincy or Cleveland.
Cincy.
Was it Clowns? I know the Clowns. Probably. The Clowns were a team. I think they were Ohio team.
I can't remember. Cincinnati and Cleveland had one.
Yeah, my phone's charging. I can't look it up right now, or else I look it up. It's kind of bothering me. But yeah, I know Ohio. I feel like Ohio had a team, but I can't remember.
Probably a couple.
You know, because Jackie Robinson wasn't from Ohio.
No.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to think. So that 90...
It's actually, Jackie, one of his very first stops was through Kansas City.
Oh, nice.
Before he started bouncing around to different teams.
Yeah.
That's how all that stuff started. But that's one of the coolest spots. And then kind of like of Ohio, if you guys ever get a chance to go out there, but there's a bunch of these smaller towns outside of it. There's obviously you have the Lewis and Clark expedition trail. So everything kind of comes out there. And if you guys follow my YouTube channel too, you'll see there's a lot of other stuff in my hometown that kind of, I mean, actually the Mormon, Mormon thing happened.
Is it also Missouri where they had like the blue family with people with the rare blue pigment? No, that's West
Virginia, you goofy idiot.
I don't know, I'm just making it sound like it sounded, I thought they found their way in Missouri at some point.
Blue,
or is that where, it is, you're right, it's Mormon, because isn't that where they thought the Garden of Eden was located in Missouri?
No, so they were working their way, the prophet Joseph Smith was working his way out west, because he kept getting like pushed out of all these states.
Yeah.
And so there's this belief with Mormons, and this I didn't even realize this till like a couple years ago. I was like, a lot of my friends were Mormon. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then I realized that
you didn't realize they're wearing white shirt and black tie
with name tags all the time,
right? Exactly. Asking if you had time.
I always have time. What the hell is wrong with you? It's like they come out with like, I would love to play, and they just take off like their pants. They have like little like short slacks.
Oh my gosh, you ever watch the rest of development?
They start playing basketball.
Oh my gosh.
Shirts for slacks.
It was weird. They're all named Jebediah.
Oh, God.
Have you ever seen that?
It's
funny,
Amish.
Yeah, right? Have you ever seen that? No, I think it's the TikTok videos where it's like the extreme Mormons, because they, what is it? They're always known to ride scooters.
Oh,
and
shit.
And so like, it was like, okay, brother Jebediah, I'm going to do this. And it'll be like they're jumping over staircases and shit. For the power of the Lord or whatever from the Mormon religion. It's so funny.
It's the coolest thing is like out there, I think there's this belief that Mormons, like, you know, wherever a prophet stopped for X amount of time, that's where we should live, so we can get a spiritual awakening. Whatever. Do your thing. I'm not going to judge.
Whatever.
But I'm like, because Joseph Smith was jailed there for his beliefs.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Back in the day. Yeah, late 1800s. And
they were jailing everyone back then.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So that whole thing, there's so much history in those areas and even outside of it. But also too, I think Independence was like one of the last major stops before they head west.
Yeah.
For the Oregon Trail.
True.
So there's a lot of crazy history
out
there.
I realized the unique thing about the United States is you can pretty much go to any state and you can find a lot of interesting things. Like a lot of interesting stuff happened. Like obviously New York, Miami, all that stuff going to be tourist hotbeds.
True.
But it's great that you can kind of go off the beaten path of these other states. It's like can't sleep on Kansas City. Like a lot of cool stuff there. Like they have a World War I monument there too. It's a really cool museum. It's really cool.
Yeah, they have probably
on my list too.
One of the very few, I think the only other one's probably out in France.
Yeah, World War I is not really a big thing.
When I
did my thesis paper, it was like, I don't think Canada has a...
For years, they finally got the funding to redo the memorial. It's actually right in front of Union Station out in Kansas City. They have this huge obelisk-looking type of thing, and it's basically just a World War One monument, but they have a museum they added into it. Actually, I went there for my YouTube channel's videos, and the thing is phenomenal on the inside. It's crazy, and how in-depth it gets. Oh, my God. It's definitely worth the money.
That's awesome.
But, they had so much, like, artifacts and stuff.
That's sick.
But you don't get stuff like that anywhere else. The one thing that this is why I was getting a little sassy with Murph with the damn chips.
They're always getting sassy.
So,
damn gaze chips.
Okay. Tell me, Murph. These chips actually, I realized this years later. So they actually got bought out by a distributing firm in Columbus, ironically.
Oh, okay.
When I was still living out in Missouri.
That's weird.
So they used to be made in my hometown, and I used to see them all the time as a kid, but I didn't realize until back then they said they were one of the very, very first companies to ever make the barbecue flavored chips.
Oh, okay.
Because they're known for barbecue out there. So they started doing that. And then they're one of a couple that started with the sour cream and onion. And then they just came out with one. It was like French fry seasoning because they partnered up with some local barbecue shop. And I'm like, gosh.
Sounds like, to me, just sounds like salt.
It's a lot of salt. French fry seasonings
are salty, I was going to say. Yeah, potato and salt.
Potato. Polish special.
Right.
Potatoes and salt.
Thank
you, sir.
Yep.
But no, there's so much stuff out there, and I was almost having a mental breakdown because I saw there's an update. It was like a couple, I think it was like last week, they just had an update on the new airport out there. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that airport is not very it's not very impressive. It's the weirdest,
Murph.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Like, I don't know how to explain this properly, but it's like
it's three roundabouts in the middle of a roundabout.
Yeah, but it's like to get into the airport, it's like it's basically just like a half moon, and then it's like you walk in and you can hit multiple different TSA gates.
Yeah.
And then once you get through that, you're just there. Like, you're there. Like, there's not really a lot of like restaurants or anything. Like, it was like, I even thought about getting like something Chiefs, or even I was looking for your chips in the airport and all that. And I was like, they have jack shit here. Like, it was literally like the most like, overproduced airport stuff they had. And then you can like go upstairs on a second level. And that's where me and my boss had lunch. We had some pretty good barbecue up there. But
So it's like kind of what Murph said, but it's like, we call it like the procrastinator's paradise almost.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like my dad used to travel all the time, but he always told me, he's like, I can be from where I used to live growing up. It was like maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I could drive 30 minutes, park, get into my gate and be fine.
Yeah. I feel but like no. There's like, it's never very busy. It just doesn't seem like it's ever, even when it was like at its busiest, it was like, you know, you could still find parking and all that. Cause it's like, because it's half moon, it's like the parking's in the middle and you just walk in. Like, it's like
the best.
And there's a bunch of roundabouts. So there's no lights. So it's just going through roundabouts. And it's like, next thing you know, it's like, oh, we're hitting another roundabout. Well, it's like, wait, this is a parking. I was like, oh, you can park here now. And it's like, oh, we're in the drop off. And then you walk in, you're like, okay, here's a TSA, go through that. You're like, okay. And they're like, oh, we're in the terminal now. Like, we're here. Like, it was just like, that was it. Like, I guess that was the best way to explain it, is the airfield is the biggest part of that. Like, there's a lot of runways and all that, but the airport itself, where you get like housed before your flight, is very small. Like, it's weird.
And I'm not saying this because I'm biased, but like, I've flown a lot of different places. That's still probably one of the easiest,
accessible
airport. But it's like, it's the coolest thing, because when you drive in initially, you have like three exits for those three half moons.
Yeah.
So one's going to be like your, like TWA used to be the biggest.
Oh yeah.
Yep. The biggest person that used to hub there. And that's why it doesn't look busy anymore. So them and Southwest used to be big. And then, so it's like the one area, it's like, all right, domestic flight, Southwest, TWA, whatever. The next one's like, all right, Delta, American. And then the third one be like, all right, international flights.
Yep.
So it's like, you park right in the middle, get your stuff, you walk across the street, bam, you're there,
right?
Check in, no big deal. I'm like, damn.
Did you tell me a story? What's the story that there was? Because I was just thinking international. There was a big what population there? Because it was like they all went there for factory jobs after one of the wars. I don't think it was Vietnamese. It was Vietnamese?
Oh.
Something like that, where it was like they all just ended up in Kansas City for some weird reason.
Yeah, there's a weird like Vietnamese population out there.
Yeah, it was like after the Vietnam War or whatever, they did like a lot of them immigrated over, I think, after the Americans left, and they just kind of all ended up in Kansas City somehow. Weird. There's like a small Vietnam or something in Kansas City. It was weird. Yeah.
Vietnamese and a little bit of Taiwanese in there.
Maybe it's like not Mongol. I can't remember. But it was something like that, where it was a weird like Asian, Southeast Asian country where it was like,
bro,
it's like a weird population of them. Like, it's funny. It's kind of even like how the Somali population here in Ohio, like it's weird crazy. How some of these countries settle in certain areas where it's either because it reminds them of their homeland, or they just came for certain jobs and they stayed.
Like, it was just, man.
Yeah. It was funny.
It's funny because I look back now, I'm like, you know what, it makes sense, because I never really saw a whole lot of, you know, Chinese. It was always Vietnamese. They were the craziest, funniest people ever. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, Mr. They always go up to my dad like, Mr. Paul. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell's happening? And they always like want to like get you to go out and party and drink. I'm like, the hell, these people are nuts. I like them.
Right.
Like, the coolest people. But it's like, you get those kinds of people, like the Vietnamese, and then you a lot of Mexicans and different kinds of
people
that just ended up there. But it's a good city.
Good. It was
Murph,
fun. A lot
Murph
of fun.
Gave it the biggest stamp of approval. That's all.
I did. Matters. I don't. I wouldn't say biggest, but yes, I gave it a very good stamp of approval.
You heard it here
first. I will unfortunately have to be honest, and I will say if you are paying the money and taking the risk to come to America, yeah, unfortunately, yes. You know, New York, Miami, probably like L.A. or San Jose, like, you know, go stop those places. But if you can, like, backpack through the U.S., definitely Kansas City, I would strongly recommend if you can make it work.
Stop that crap. Like, if you're flying international, you guys always go to the same place, New York and Chicago.
If you've never been there, you should go at least once. It's a good thing to experience once.
Yeah.
It's kind of like saying, like, you're going to go to Germany and not go to Berlin. Like, you kind of got to do it. Like, it's what the country identifies by. Like, well, yeah. Sorry, Germany. You probably don't identify by that. Well,
they agree, too. Like, they'd be like, oh, Berlin. Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? Yeah, they'd probably be like, yeah, go to Cologne or go to whatever. But I'm just like,
Cologne's
I don't.
Nice.
Wait, yeah, exactly, yeah. Or Bavaria, like I know Bavaria is not it's a state,
I would say overseas, if you're gonna, like, that would be like, don't go, is Paris.
Yeah, I know. I hear that a lot.
Do not go.
I hear that a lot. Unfortunately, I think, as I've told you, if I went to Europe, I wouldn't stay there, but I would do like a day trip there and then get the fuck out before it got dark.
It's like,
but like, I feel like if I'm in France, I gotta do it. Like, you just gotta do it. Like, it's
just drive right through. No. Like, oh, this is nice.
Take a few stops. I'd like to see the Louvre, even though I know it's super busy. I like to see that. They do have some museums and stuff I'd like to see. Gotta see the Eiffel Tower. My dick's bigger, but gotta see the Eiffel Tower. And yeah,
keep driving east till you end up in Germany, then you get to Aachen.
What is that?
Go watch the vampires play football.
The what? The football team of vampires?
Yeah, we played them my first year I was coaching.
That's hilarious. What was their symbol? A bat?
It was a very rustic V.
Oh gosh. Huh. What are you doing? Vampires? What are you doing? It's the worst team name ever.
Hey man, there's worse out there.
I guess they were on Team Collins back in the day. Like, Jesus.
Team Jacob Burke.
Right. That kind of just ruined me right there. I don't know why I hate team names that are just so, and I'm sure people will be like, oh, well, you've got a hockey team called the Crack, and I'm like, that I don't know why it works, but the vampires, like, seriously, like,
don't mess with the what's the other one, the fighting farmers. Oh my
God. You know what, though? Even that I kind of respect. I do not know what it is about vampires. It just kind of seems very like, yarr. Seriously, yeah, you just go with the pirates then, just do something like that. Vampires is such a weird thing, and I don't even think vampires travel in groups. They're all loners.
It's a bunch of emo kids,
right? Oh my gosh, yeah, it sounds like a bunch of people at Hot Topic.
Was it Big Daddy? He's like, when you ask him about his relationship with his father. Oh, shut up.
Oh my God. Oh my
gosh. That's the prerequisite.
Oh boy.
I've never seen you get so angry.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why that triggered me all of a sudden. That was just really weird. And we have some very stupid farm team baseball teams in the U.S., but
true.
Vampires just really weird. Hit me in a really bad spot right there. That was weird. That one shook me up a little.
Murph will never go to Aachen, ever.
I guess not. No. F that.
F is for family.
Cross that one off the list. Was it like bombed World War II? That's why they're vampires? Like, what? Like, I just don't get it.
Well, the whole area basically was.
Oh,
that's
geez.
Basically the march, right? Actually, it's probably like the area where these marched right through.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. Actually, wait. That's why that sounds familiar. I was like, Aachen sounds very familiar. Is it A-A-C-H-E-N?
Yeah.
Was that near the Battle of the Bulge?
Probably.
Might have been.
Yeah.
So like, they knew the Ardennes Forest and all that.
That was Ardennes. Actually the gateway before they got to like the northwest part of Germany. That's where they made all the steel.
Yep.
And yeah.
Okay.
For like the mortars and tanks.
You've got a stupid football team name. That's all I say.
And that's why you guys were relegated.
That's where,
enjoy.
Yeah.
I went way too hard on them.
We did. We really like, just bashed on Aachen pretty well.
Bro, they're like, they're fifth league. Leave them alone.
They're already dead. Stop beating them.
Beating a dead horse.
Can you even get lower than fifth league?
Yeah. What's the lowest? Seventh?
Dear gosh.
Yeah.
Is there anything lower than that?
College league?
Oh, well, that's not.
It's different. Like universities.
Yeah, as I say. But yeah. So they barely get paid. Gotcha.
Barely.
Right?
That's where actually a lot of clubs actually come out of in Germany. They start as club kind of concepts sponsored by universities, and they kind of like grow out of that and get their own sponsorships and money. And then, yeah.
Someone's got to do it. You know, good for them. Someone's got to do it.
True.
True.
True. Damn.
True. And we should probably talk about our sponsors, the Aachen Vampires.
Visit Aachen.
Yeah, right. Come to Aachen, but don't stay out late at night. Oh, gosh. Is it like on the border of Transylvania? Like, I'm just trying to. This vampires thing is really throwing me for a loop.
Between France and Germany.
That's not like. like, what? At least it was near, like, Romania. Like, okay, Transylvania was, like, kind of there. And, you know, it's Dracula, so it's, like, vampires make sense. But, no, it just doesn't. It just doesn't.
No, Pete did not hear.
Oh,
I got to do this every week where we just, like, I start spouting off different team names from, like, Germany. Try to piss off Murph.
Right. Yeah, I mean.
I thought the new elf team, what was it, Helvetic Guard, would have pissed him off. I guess not.
I didn't really hate that. And you said that was in Switzerland, so it kind of made sense.
Such a long name, though.
Oh, very long, but I feel like it's not the guard part, it's the city part, which, like, they don't have any control over that.
True.
Yeah, it's not like Helvetica or whatever the heck you just said.
Helvetic.
Yeah, Helvetic wasn't, like, a term they made up. Like, there's some sort of Lord of the Rings special elfish guard or something.
That'd,
like,
be dope.
Actually, yeah, that just got really cool. Yeah, the Elven Guard. Yeah, dude, vampire, change your names.
Holy shit. You've got
a great chance here. That'd actually be really sick.
That'd be a fucking dope name.
Right?
The Elven Guard. Fuck, yeah.
Dude,
the
branding would be ridiculous. Oh, that would be awesome.
Holy shit.
That'd actually be really cool.
You know what? Black Forest in Germany. Get a team.
Make that happen.
That's all you.
If it's Black Forest, then they gotta be the Gummy Bears.
I swear to God, you play the damn Gummy Bear song.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that would work. We should definitely do that.
We try to anchor ourselves so we actually come up with the best fucking
name. Look at this. We're going to change our podcast now to obscure German football team names. We're coming up with them. We're finding out about them. We're doing all the fun stuff.
Please send us your city so we can shit on them for 20 minutes.
Exactly. Oh, I feel like we went way longer than 20 minutes on that vampire thing.
You got angry.
That one derailed a little. That one got off the tracks.
You know, instead of that Canadian TikToker who always stops at random cities.
Oh, yeah.
There's always something to do.
Leroy and Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy.
Yeah, I'm Leroy. He's Leroy.
There's always something to do. We should do that, but with, like, American cities where we just find something to get really angry at.
Don't we kind of do that when we go in our small towns?
Kind of.
Yeah. Like, I usually rant about something stupid.
This podcast is now sponsored by Antioch College.
There you go. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now accepting transfers.
Now, yeah.
For the love of God, they need money.
Gosh, fund them.
Please, we need to fund them.
Fund them. Do you want a degree but only want to go for 2 years?
Two months.
Yeah,
you get your bachelor's degree.
Yeah. Do you want half your campus's buildings to be condemned? There you go.
It's a big ass greenhouse.
It was huge.
That used to be our gym, but we just grow things in there now.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. All it needs is a football team. That'd be it.
Actually, I looked at the requirements because I was just curious to see what's going on over there.
Oh, got
to
breathe. That's it. You probably just have to breathe is your requirement. And, like, I'm sure it's hard to get into community college compared to that one.
Look at this. The majors. I was like, what the hell is this crap? No wonder you're in debt.
Right?
It's like, it's going to sound really bad. SJW activism.
Oh my gosh.
Gender studies.
It's great for a woke culture, but, like, how's that going to put food on the table? Like, how are you going to make money off that?
It's a lot of HR
people. Yeah, I know it sounds really bad, but, like, how? I guess that's it. HR. Like, yeah, like,
a lot.
I mean, you can become a community activist, but, like, that's like
a lot of HR and horticulture.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I do it aquaponics, man.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Or I guess, like, that old person, that old guy, the alum that we met, where he's like, oh, yeah, my one friend came here just to goof off for 4 years, and then he decided to become a doctor in New York and went to another school. And we're like, oh, and he's like, yeah, he's like a top four doctor in all of New York now. We're like, okay.
I guarantee he's not giving any money to that college.
Oh, fuck no.
Did you learn anything at Antioch?
Yeah.
Hell no.
No. He's like, I just went there to smoke weed.
So I transferred to NYU. The hell with that?
Right. It's like, I don't even think he transferred. I think he just graduated from there with some weird degree, and there was just like, oh, he was able to go back to school.
I was even looking for history. I was like, you know what? It can't be like that demanding, but it was just, there's no basic history. It was like literally anything but the normal stuff. It's the most fringe majors you could possibly think of.
You basically are, yeah, you are going there as a certain, they are definitely typecasted there of who they are. And it's not I'm sure the population that goes there is not a very diverse one. It's probably very like-minded individuals.
I don't know why we're so, like, pissed off about this college. Actually, it's not even pissed.
That's it, because they label themselves as an accredited academic university. Academia. And I'm like, this is the things that fuck Americans over. Like, it's like, I'm going there for higher education. It's like, no, you're going there to get coddled, waste a shit ton of money, and be fucked for the rest of your life. Like, to me, that's a Ponzi scam right there. I understand you could probably learn some great things about the world there, but it's like, with nowadays, with what college is really preparing you, and even Miami was questionable at moments, but, like,
true.
there are still aspects of that that I carry with me in my career. I feel like what we've just talked about with that school and what that school is kind of built on has nothing incredible that will help you when you realize that, ooh, I need to work a real job that puts food on the table and keeps the lights on. As I say, living in my brother's home that makes millions of dollars paying bare minimum rent. So yes, my history degree has taken me a lot of great places in the world. But
leaps and bounds.
At least I like to think I'm confident enough that like I'm good to go. But I just don't know how you're applying for jobs at Antioch and saying my major was sex ed studies or something and them being like, you're definitely what we need for accounting. Like, it's just like like you said, maybe HR, but even that's a hard stretch nowadays, like, because they're going to be super, they'll be PC, but they're also going to be super one-minded, and it'll just be like, can you be open-minded enough to listen to a HR problem and make a justified decision that's best for the company? Like, that's, yeah.
A lot of herbology professors going to be in that one.
Okay, there.
Professor Sprout.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay there, Harry Potter.
Okay there.
Yeah, Harry Potter. I mean, I'm sure, you know what, actually, that's probably what needs to happen is once we legalize weed, then they'll probably have a great, what you call that, studies, where it's like, I didn't know this. I always thought weed, you just kind of like planted in the ground and grew it, but it's like a whole science behind it. Like, it's crazy. So I imagine they have a major for that and they will make lots of money once it becomes legal. Know.
You can't acquit me.
Right.
That's like, was it Oberlin when we went? That was the same thing. Except they actually had, like, they had art and stuff.
Yeah.
They actually had a good art program.
Right.
And actually a theater program, too.
They actually things that weren't, like, things that weren't based on prejudice or bias. Like, you actually, like, there was, like, facts behind it instead of just being, like, this is what I want to believe. Like, you know.
Things got a little weird afterwards when you saw the, was it PETA was out there?
Oh, gosh.
Active, like.
Oh, gosh.
What was it? Aladdin's Eatery? They were,
oh, yeah. That was weird. No, that was a different. That was the last one we went to.
Yeah, it was. Oberlin. That's what it was.
Oh, Oberlin. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? The mask. I think they were wearing Viva Vendetta masks.
Yeah, they were Viva Vendetta masks.
They were all wearing that. They weren't even saying anything. They were just holding signs and, like, didn't you say they're playing videos of animals getting slaughtered or something?
Yeah. They're just standing there and then.
It's so dumb.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was just like, at least Oberlin, like we talked about, Oberlin, like, had some stuff there. Like, it made sense. Like, you know, they had a beautiful museum that's like, okay, they're teaching the history of art and the reasons behind it and shit. It wasn't like just making up shit and being like, this is what we want to do because the world's a scary place and this is what I want to learn. Like, yeah, it just,
they actually have sports programs.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, actually, yeah. Didn't you say their basketball? I think one of the murals was like their basketball team. Apparently, their basketball team did really well 1 year, I think.
Yeah, it was 1 year.
Yeah, but I remember you saying they had a football team that was like,
it's
on the lower scale, but it was okay. But yeah.
That's what these schools are about. Just okay.
Yeah, just okay. Just exist.
This is why we do this crap. We go to these small towns. We like that weird.
I actually don't hate it. And that's where I feel bad that, for those wondering, I don't know if we'll be able to get to any next month. Like, that's what I liked about when we go do it in October, because these small towns would, like, they love the fall festivals. So they would just be all decked out for Halloween. Whereas in these big cities, it's kind of like, they forget about it.
That's the big time of year right
honestly
now.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like the small towns don't care about the summer. They care about the fall. Like, this is their time. Like, they know this is what they, this is how they draw stuff. The tourists, this is how they do, you know, all their little local scary stuff. Like, not too far from here, like that Circleville pumpkin show, like that's pretty much the only reason that town exists. Like, it's
because you got Circleville, then you got what's the other one, Fairborn. Fairborn's got one of the very, very few. God, it's like a Halloween store, so like they actually have a whole like Halloween kind of convention kind of centered around their store. So that's one. Damn, we gotta do that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, maybe we'll see if we can squeeze one in that next month.
Good squeeze. Damn.
Yeah.
Wait, we burned through that.
We did, actually. That was that was very unscripted, as always.
I like it.
I feel weird that we're able to sum up our long absence in just over an hour. I feel like life delivered us more. Yeah, right. I feel like life delivered us more, but I can't really remember right now. Besides, football season's back up, so Zach's happy the Chiefs are playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stress myself out.
Fair. We won't talk about that.
It's like that perfect time of year where we're kind of middle of the season, and you got right into kind of leaning into like the colder months a little bit, little nippy months, and then getting to Halloween. So it's kind of like, it's like that perfect blend right now.
I'm sure a lot of people are like, this is global warming, you should be freaking out. But I love that. I feel like in years past, we would right now be going through spurts of heat and then cold. So I'd always get sick. And right now we have just dropped, and it's been awesome. It's just been
dropped.
jeans and hoodie weather, which is like my favorite.
Yeah.
So yeah, so just like mid 60s, low 60s every day. It's been amazing. A little bit of sunny, sometimes rain, which sucks, but I would rather that than, I feel like in falls past, October has been like ridiculously warm and things like that. Like I can remember even being a kid trick-or-treating, being barely able to wear my costumes. I'd be like sweating out of it. Like it was like in late October.
True.
So it's like now it's gotten like kind of cold in the night. I think like tonight's going to be like 47. Like it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, 47 degrees Fahrenheit, which is like,
ew.
I don't, yeah, which I don't know. It's like maybe like 10 degrees Celsius or something like that. So
I'm going to try to convert it.
I don't know. Yeah. But all right, I do. Actually, this will be interesting. So hockey start preseason. I do have a hot take for you. Get your opinion to end on. My brother in his first preseason home game got the A on his jersey. So he's assistant captain.
A.
Yeah. So he sent us a picture. We were all freaking out. And he said that he thinks it's going to be the same thing. And I think we've talked about this in podcasts past.
Yeah.
But he thinks it's going to be the same thing this season, that he's only going to get it for away games and not for home games. So I don't know if they do this in football, but what are your thoughts of when they don't keep the same assistant captain depending on the venue?
Stupid.
I agree. It's like, I can't believe how ridiculous it is. It's like having a, it's like having a side chick. It's kind of like, we like your leadership and we want to give you this, but we don't want to do it in front of our fans. And it's just like, that makes no sense to me. Like, I just don't understand. It's like either shit or get off the pot. Like, I don't get it. And at the, I guess, well, at the end of the day, it's all about jerseys. Springs,
get off the pot.
Right? Oh yeah. But at the end of the day, I guess it's all about jersey sales, but it's just ridiculous to me where it's just like,
it's
make a decision. Like, what's the point of this? Like
football does this where it's like, you pick your, coaches have different like ways of doing it, but usually smart ways, like either one offense, one defense, one special teams, or like, you know, two offense or two defense,
and
special teams or whatever. So I was like kind of hit or miss on that, but I don't understand that, especially if you're trying to build like, you know, continuity and trust and leadership, stuff like that. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Like, oh hey, we're in Edmonton, so
well, it's just only on the road, so no matter where they go on the
you
road
get it, it's, but tonight, it's like, yeah, nobody else wants it in
exactly
this game.
It's the weirdest thing to me, and I understand it's a privilege to be a professional athlete and they're just happy to be there, but I'd be slightly being like, why just on the road? Like, why? See, like, why give it, almost why give it to me at all? But I guess some people would be like, I'd rather have it than not. I'm a little different, I guess, that it was kind of the same thing when I was pitched the idea of playing travel hockey or playing high school hockey. Like, I could have played at a lower level and been a god at high school, but like, I didn't want that. I want the best competition. And I'm not trying to boast, but I'm being real here. High school hockey, and some of them are probably listening being like, fuck you Tyler, that's, I disagree. No, trust me when I say this, high school hockey in Ohio, it's on its way, but it's not there. Like, it's just not there. And when you played the travel levels I played at, like, I could have definitely dominated in high school hockey, but I didn't want to do that because I would rather have played at higher levels and worked my way and played against the best than to do that. So it'd be the same thing for this assistant thing. I'd kind of be like, I either get it all the time or I don't get it. Like, I don't want this weird back and forth. Like, what's
Murph gets this point where it's like, he gets about 4 or 5 years in and he's like, all right, give me this shit, or, you know, get the hell out of my face.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't care like what status he's at on the team. He's like, I'm gonna get this shit, put on my jersey, I ain't fucking around.
And well, I'm a goalie, so we never got letters, but like, and I don't believe in them. Some, like,
you got a sticker.
Well, I got a huge argument about it once when I coached, because they're like, we want to give our goalie a letter. And I'm like, I totally disagree with that. And they're like, why? And I'm like, these goalies should be naturally leaders because they see everything. So they should communicate, they should chat. And I was like, at the end of the day, that's what it is. Like, that should do it. They shouldn't need that recognition.
I didn't get it. So he does.
Yeah,
either.
Not to mention too, goalies are really weird, so not everyone on the team likes them.
Yeah,
so it's like, you kind of need that. So I mean, whatever, if you want to give it to a goalie, that's fine, but that's just my personal belief when I'm on a team. But I only get one vote. There's a lot of other coaches, so they can decide, but that's my argument. But yeah,
that's very personal.
Obviously I'm happy for my brother, and if he wants to do that, I will back him. But damn it, Chicago Blackhawks, just give it to him for the home and away games. I don't see why we want to play these games right now. I don't see it.
Hear that?
Yeah,
first take.
Ball's in your court.
Live or let die.
Exactly. Wow. Geez. All right. Go America.
Give me the letter or give me death.
Here we go. Yeah.
That work?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for first time back for a hot minute. And
now we'll go on hiatus for another 3 months.
Now this is going to be the new norm. Right.
Oh, okay. Look back there. Yeah. Well, maybe, nice. Maybe we'll light the fire next time.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We'll see. Be nice. Yeah.
Right. Hello. We get a little ambiance in here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
A little ASMR action.
There you go.
Damn. As always, guys, we do have social medias on top of Patreon if you guys want to see some extra content.
There you go.
Patreon.
Well, see you later.
God bless.